It says I only have 16. Oh no, I have 16 hours.
Oh.
So please sit comfortable. So this is part three of Miao Dao. So about 800 years ago, Miao Dao woke up within her conditions. She woke up within her suffering. She saw through the koan, it is not mind, it is not Buddha, it is not a thing. After all, what is it? This is an important statement. It is not mind, Buddha, or thing. Buddha nature is not something. The true self is not something. Deepest reality is not something. In fact, here, now, you, me, are all ideas, concepts, and explanations. So then, what is it? And as Aiken Roshi asks when referring to this question in another case, what is the antecedent to it? This was Miao Dao's question, and in many ways it remains a vital question in this present time. And how is it that we arrive at a response to this question? Simply come back to your breath again. And again, come back to Mu. Come back to counting. Come back to who hears. Don't let yourself settle anywhere. Don't put down roots. Continue again for the very first time, over and over, afresh and anew. And please don't worry about your thinking mind. Thinking happens only on the surface. Set your intention to save all beings, your intention for realization. Set your intention and something will still, because a direction is set. You can trust this. You can trust your practice. Miao Dao implored Da Hui to take her as a student, and he accepted her. He later said, when Miao Dao came to me, although she was a long-time practitioner and senior student, she truly did not know that the investigation of Chan requires awakening, so that on the last day of your life in the Nirvana Hall, which is where dying monks and nuns were cared for, so that on the last day of your life in the Nirvana Hall, your insight is effective. Without that, it is not Chan. Shakyamuni Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree. Before he arose to find his friends, to tell them of the good news, something happened. What happened? You might say he understood mutually dependent arising. Or you might say he realized the oneness of all things, or the universal, or the now. However, all of these responses are intellectual. They are just ideas and explanations. Something is still missing. Shakyamuni Buddha was not touched by an idea. Zen is the radical revisioning of relationship. It is the falling away of inside and outside, of this and that, of I and you. In this complete falling away, Shakyamuni Buddha is completely intimate with the Venus Star, and the Venus Star completely intimate with him. When we forget the self, even for a short time, actually, as Aiken Roshi says, for no time at all, Each thing advances and takes its rightful seat under the tree of Bodhi. Again and again during these next few days of session, simply come back to Mu, to who hears, to each number. And when you come back, continue to hear the sounds of the crow, the pecking of the flicker, the calling of the rooster. Let yourself be intimate. We are not breathing, after all, in isolation, but we include and are aided by all things, by each thing. Come back to the smells of incense, of the rose called Narrow Waters on the way to meals. Come back to the sights of friends walking the way with you. Zazen is not a human mental process. It is a re-engaging in relationship to self and other in an entirely new way. We are not here deepening ourselves, as Eiken Roshi said, to the point where we're able to acknowledge all kinds of new and interesting things about the universe. We're here to realize that the Venus star sits on my seat, that Kuan Yin walks in the direction my toes are pointing, and Shakyamuni Buddha bows when I bow. And all of this happens not in some other place or at some other time, but here, now. So I'd like to read you and comment on part of her sermon from Miao Dao, which is recorded in the outline of The Linked Flame. She said, "If one could thoroughly investigate all explanations of the mystery, it would be as useless as a fine hair extended across the great void in a feeble attempt to cover it. If one were to exhaust all the deepest principles of the world, it would be as useless as hurling one drop into the great ocean. Moreover, each person is complete in every way. Each thing is perfect, and that which is totally complete and perfect covers the earth and reaches to heaven. Eyes are horizontal and noses are vertical. Spring courses among the 10,000 plants. The moon is reflected on 1,000 waves. There is no lack and no excess." And then she goes on a little bit, but I'll skip the next paragraph. And finally, she set her staff upright and said, "Do you still understand? 1,000-foot whale spouts and vast waves fly. One clap of thunder and the storm arises." So if one could thoroughly investigate all explanations of the mystery, it would be as useless as a fine hair extended across the great sky in a feeble attempt to cover it. If one were to exhaust all the deepest principles of the world, it would be as useless as hurling one drop into the great ocean. So Miao Dao is being rather straightforward here, isn't she? She is saying, stop chasing after words and books and explanations. Even if those books, words, and explanations are finely crafted, stop chasing and turn the light. However, turn the light does not imply turn it within, because you then have simply switched the fallacy of without to the fallacy of within. Just turn it about and bear witness to self-nature that is no nature at all. We do not need to chase within or without, but become more intimate. to meet more closely each thing that arises. Forget yourself in joining with Mu, in becoming intimate with who hears, in becoming intimate with number one, and then number two. Let go of your thoughts, and it is okay to have thoughts, just don't hold them. Let go of words and phrases, and it's okay to have words and phrases, just don't hold them. And return to the sounds, the smells, the sights which have no inside or outside. Miao Dao then goes on to proclaim the ever-present optimism of Chan. She says, moreover, each person is complete in every way. Each thing is perfect, and that which is totally complete and perfect covers the earth and reaches to heaven. Eyes are horizontal and noses are vertical. Spring courses among the 10,000 plants. The moon is reflected on 1,000 waves. There is no lack and no excess. Each person, no matter who you or how you are, is perfectly complete. You do not have to wait until your mind calms down. You do not have to wait until your sadness or confusion or disappointment or chaos subside. All those things are included. Of course, we enjoy feeling happy and connected more than sad and alone. But nevertheless, however you are still the radiant light. This is because that which covers the earth and reaches out past the heavens permeates, like a fragrant rose bush in full bloom, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and the bodies we sit in. It is just like moonlight on a clear night reflecting on the waves, sparkling, leaping from wave top to wave top, utterly alive. There is no wave that could escape this all-pervading light. Miao Dao says it is like spring itself coursing among the 1,000 plants, among the 10,000 grasses. That is spring itself. How could you separate the blooms, the grasses, and the plants from spring? Miao Dao is emphatic that it is that obvious and that natural. And she emphasizes that point by saying, it is just like my eyes being horizontal and my nose vertical. It is that ordinary. And incidentally, the eyes are horizontal and the nose vertical was a statement made famous by Dogen a hundred years later on his return from China. He was asked what he was bringing back from China, or in other words, what he had learned, and he said, my eyes are horizontal, my nose vertical. Each thing exactly as it is, with nothing lacking and nothing in excess. So this is wonderful news, just the way you are now. So let's stop a moment and hear that again. Just the way you are. You don't have to add anything or get rid of anything. You don't have to be more happy or more concentrated or more diligent. And you don't have to be less of anything All you have to do again and again to sit with open hands and warm hearts, allowing what arises to arise, and then allowing what falls away to fall. This next paragraph really isn't essential to what I'm saying, but it's one of my favorite paragraphs, so bear with. One day, Raven took his perch on the assembly oak and addressed a special meeting of the tall spruce community, saying, "It's time for me to be moving on." Porcupine asked, "Where will you be going?" Raven said, "Where cedar roots stand bare in the creek." A hush fell over the circle. Grouse could be heard sniffling. And at last Porcupine asked, "Do you have any last words for us?" Raven said, "Trust." And I would bring up trust's sibling, confidence. Have confidence, for at bottom, there is nothing lacking and nothing in excess. Of course, it is this simple, but not so easy. Miao Dao struggled mightily to wake up to the spring that courses through all the seasons. She had been practicing for many years when she left her first teacher, Qing Liao, to sit with Da Hui, because her heart was still not settled. He gave her a koan to live with and concrete instructions on how to approach and see through the koan. Still, though, for some long time, her heart mind remained unsettled. She said, and I am paraphrasing here, "Although I study and practice and have a deep and true intention, still I encounter many demonic obstacles." All of us encounter demonic obstacles that seem to block us at every turn. And that, too, is part of the spring that courses through. And the first movement into that spring season is to say, "I have demonic obstacles." We admit them, which is important, but more importantly, we don't identify them as I, as mine, as me. The Purification Gatha says, "All the evil karma ever created by me since of old, on account of my beginningless greed, hatred, and ignorance, born of my conduct, speech, and thought, I now confess openly and fully." So we take responsibility, but we don't have to personalize the obstacles. Sometimes, simply there are somber clouds. Sometimes, there are bright clouds. This is why a specific, and I hesitate to use this word, but this is why a specific method in Zazen is so important. You then have something particular to hold you when the wind becomes fierce, and it will. You then have something to hold you when the waves steepen, and they will. Mu, who hears breath counting, are not to ward off obstacles, but to hold you in them so you can realize in time that they are not you. They are clouds that move across the sky of mind. This is also why it is so important to give yourself over to the schedule and the form we have committed to for the next few days. It is important to commit to the method your teacher gave you, in the form of the session and the schedule, will then hold you as demonic obstacles arise. So sometime later, Dao Hui said, talking about Miao Dao, I instructed her to look at it is not mind, it is not the Buddha, it is not a thing. And then I said, I told her that in long ago China, there was a woman named Qi Xiao Dao Ren, who studied with the old monk, Yong Wu. He instructed her to look at, it is not mind, it is not Buddha, it is not a thing. What is it? This went on for a number of years without her finding an entrance. One day, Xiao Shu came to the old monk, Yong Wu, and said, I have looked at this saying and have not yet found an entrance. Do you have another expedient means? The old teacher said, when I ask you, what is it? Make a comment. He then picked up the whisk and showed it to her, saying, it is not mind. It is not Buddha. It is not a thing. Leaving off the clause, what is it? And she suddenly understood. I brought this kind of thing up to Miao Dao, and one day, after me telling her, she got a moment of joy. So this is a very sweet point. Miao Dao's heart still was unsettled, and Dao Hui remembered and told her about the nun, Qi Xiao. Dao Hui and Qi Xiao were students together, studying with Yan Hu. And Qi Xiao was at a point in her practice of many years, still beleaguered by an unsettled heart. Dao Hui told Miao Dao of her struggles and then of her awakening, working with the same koan. I wonder, and this is a sheer guess with nothing to back it up, if at some very deep and subtle level, if Miao Dao considered her female form one of her demonic obstacles. Dao Hui may have intuited this, and he brought up the exact story necessary for a student which encouraged, supported, and challenged her. They were like two bells coming to a harmonic resonance. And very shortly after the storytelling, Miao Dao came to Dao Hui, bowed, and said, finally, finally, I really do have an entrance. And incidentally, Qi Xiao was one of Yan Wu's Dharma successors. And Yan Wu is the Chan teacher who wrote the verses and comments for the Blue Cliff Record. So again, a very prominent teacher in his time. Miao Dao went on to be an abbess and Chan teacher of much repute. And her nunnery was from then on one with a long and successful tradition of women teaching Chan. So in closing, I'd like to look at the last line of Miao Dao's sermon. She set her staff upright and said, a thousand-foot whale spouts and vast waves fly. One clap of thunder and the storm arises. I would say the electricity went out last night and thousands of candles came to light immediately. How would you say it? Okay, thank you.